You're listening to Satellite Sisters.
What's a satellite sister?
The person you call when the best thing in your life happens or the worst.
The person that gets you up, gets you going, and gets you through.
And every once in a while, changes your mind.
This podcast is part pep talk, part weekly check-in.
Like grabbing coffee with a friend.
Thanks for being here. Welcome to the Satellite Sisterhood.
You're listening to Satellite Sisters. Great to be with you today. Thanks for joining us on Satellite Sisters. I'm Leanne Dolan. I'm a writer and producer. I live in Pasadena, California. And woo, what a big week for us. And we are all happy to be here. Right, Liz?
We are happy to be back. I'm Liz Dolan. I'm in Santa Monica, California. I'm a, marketeer. Somebody, I know there was a question the other night in the chat that didn't get answered about, am I retired or do I work or do I what? I work very hard. I don't know what the word is for me. But anyway, that's me. I'm good. How about you, Jewel?
Well, that was enlightening, Liz. Thanks. Thanks. This is Julie. I'm in Dallas, Texas. I'm the oldest sister, and I'm still on cloud nine. I have to say that, sisters. We did a special, 21-year celebration, and I'm still feeling the love here today.
Yeah, me too, Jewel. So we're going to talk all about that coming up. We have some behind the scenes, BTS action, as they say in the biz.
I'm calling it behind the screens, Leanne, and the title for the episode.
Oh, that you are a marketeer. You are a marketeer. So yeah, we have a whole segment on sort of reliving our celebration from Sunday night. So many of you were with us. It was just a joy for us. And it was great to connect with all of you. So we're going to beat that drum into the ground, aren't we? Yeah, we got,
we got
a whole segment.
We're just going to glory in it.
Okay. Also, we do have some entertaining sisters recommendations, books, documentaries, and a couple of podcasts. So that's what's happening. But first, you guys, yesterday we had a production meeting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, as we always do on Mondays.
Yes.
And I think about halfway through that production meeting, my brain finally broke. I don't know. My brain
broke. You said you couldn't handle anymore. When we were talking to you and you're just like, I just can't do that anymore.
Gotta go. Yeah.
I can't handle it.
Well, you have been juggling a lot.
Yes,
Liz. People have no idea.
That over the last 4 months, but particularly the last 8 weeks, I have had three major projects running side by side. I was revising the manuscript for my next novel, Lost and Found in Paris, which will come out in 2022. I was producing the Satellite Sisters celebration. That was Sunday night. And then I'm also producing this International Women of Courage event, which is a whole separate 1 hour, basically TV video stream for that. And so what I did not realize when I said yes to all those things is it was all going to come to a head like the week of April 5th, 5th through the 11th. I can't. And normally when I work on creative projects, I'm really good about compartmentalizing. I do the podcast Monday and Tuesday. And then if I'm writing fiction, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Or if I have a magazine column, I'll say, okay, from 8 to 12 Friday, I'm just going to nail that. Like that's how I make it work. I rarely do two or three different kinds of writing or creative work in a day. Like my brain can't handle that, but I was so busy and there were so many meetings and so many Zooms and so many emails that I couldn't compartmentalize. So I was working in like 3 hour blocks. Like, okay, I'm going to do Satellite Sisters from, 6 to 9 a.m. And then I'm going to write my novel from 9 to 2. And then I'm going to go back and do the International Women of Courage celebration. So
that's a lot.
It was a lot. Yeah.
It's not ideal. And it was doable, but if you sent me an email in the last month and I have not responded, I probably won't respond, but maybe I'll try this week. So Friday, I turned in my manuscript.
Congratulations. Saturday, I
did the last impromptu photo shoot for the International Women of Courage event. Sunday, we had the big event. And Monday, my brain broke. I just broke.
Well, you earned it.
Honestly, after the meeting, I crawled upstairs. I took a 2.5 hour nap.
You are not a napper.
No.
Impressive, Lynn.
It broke. So this morning I feel refreshed and renewed. I just have a normal work schedule now and not, I was working about I was working 7 days a week for the last 8 weeks. So on a whole bunch of things. So I'm happy that my brain appears to have repaired itself. So what should I do now? You know, that's my question. Now what? When you've been that busy that a normal work schedule feels like vacation, you're like, woo. So, here are two things I know. One, I'm going to stop exfoliating. Okay.
Really? Was that taking up a lot of time?
Liz, I would say next to sitting on the couch, exfoliating was my number two pandemic activity. I don't know why I decided about a year ago. Oh gosh, I can't go. I get monthly facials. I will admit to that. It was an indulgent purchase for my 50th birthday. I have a subscription at one of those sort of cut rate facial places. Yeah. But I have a good facialist at the cut rate place. So it's something I love. I've really grown used to it. So I just felt like my skin was just getting backed up over the pandemic. So as a result, I've just been exfoliating like crazy. It's just very satisfying. And there was a very good article in the Washington Post about like, oh my gosh, please stop exfoliating.
Why?
Oh, yeah. It's not necessary, according to dermatologists, because your skin naturally does it. Skin, according to Caroline Robinson, a dermatologist, skin cells migrate from the deepest layers to the most superficial layers and slough off roughly every 28 days. Although the process can take longer as we get older. So we really don't need to exfoliate at all. And in fact, one dermatologist said, this was the quote of the year, we are living in a society of over exfoliators.
Well, we don't want to look like
we haven't sold a bill of goods.
Yeah.
In fact, I know. I mean, one of the doctors quoted in the article said, you know, if your skin is like flaky and dry, you need to moisturize, not exfoliate. And we are breaking down this helpful barrier that the skin naturally has. We're doing it. And they blame, I didn't even know this was a term, skinfluencers. Okay. Those are people, apparently there's a whole trend on social media, people who just exfoliate and film themselves doing it.
Yes. So, and they have that really plump, beautiful looking glowing skin. Yes.
It's exactly right, Julie. Mm-hmm. The doctors are saying people are coming in looking for that glowing skin and because they follow these skinfluencers. Instead, if you blindly exfoliate, this is a quote, you risk tearing apart your barrier, which is made up of functional skin cells that tightly regulate what comes into your body.
Wow.
I mean,
so what are you going to do now, sister?
Don't get a moisturizer.
What are you going to be doing? How are you going to repair your situation? You seem like you dug yourself a pretty deep hole.
I guess I have to throw out all my exfoliating products. I'm just going to get back on the moisturizing train, I guess. That's what I'm doing. And then I'd like to go to the zoo. If there's time, I haven't been to the zoo in like 20 years, literally here in Los Angeles. Once my kids got past zoo age, that's probably 15 years. So I saw that the zoo was open. I'm like, well, that's something I'd like to do this week. I bet the animals would be happy to see us. So I'm going to go to the zoo.
I mean, the Dallas Zoo has been open. Perhaps in LA, it's the same thing. You make a reservation and, you know, you wear your mask and everything, but it's great, Leanne. Yes. Yeah. Fun for all ages.
Yeah. So that's my plan this week. Yeah. Go to the zoo.
Okay. Well, and the animals don't care what your skin looks
they
like.
Don't care. They don't care.
They're not going to talk back. Actually, Leanne, I have just the thing for you to do now that you have a little more free time. In fact, I thought this would be a perfect thing for your family. Listen to this. It's a Maine couple, the state of Maine, Kurt and Kelly Stokes. They created a treasure hunt in the state of Maine to celebrate 200 years of Maine's history. And if you solve this treasure hunt, Leanne, there's a $20,000 prize at the end of it. So it's a series of riddles, puzzles, and codes. How it works is you purchase a deck of cards, 52 cards, and each card has a picture of a location in Maine. And then you go to that location and you have to solve the clues, okay? So you have to be clever, which you and your family are. Okay. So I thought that would be good. You're good at riddles. You could figure these clues out. It seems like speed could be involved too.
Yeah.
You know, so that driving around. This young couple, Kurt and Kelly, they love Maine. They love the rivers. They love the mountains. They did mention mountains in their description. So I know you're not a hiker, but you have hikers in your family. So,
yes. Yeah.
Right. And they're fast hikers. They're yes, fast hikers.
So if there were clues at the top of a mountain, I feel like, you know, your husband, your sons, they could just sprint up there.
Yeah.
Okay. It took this couple 3 years to build this treasure hunt.
Oh, wow.
We were going to launch it last year, but obviously because of COVID, it got postponed. They've tried to do it in a way that it's environmentally responsible and that it's supposed to have access for all kinds of people. But right now all the cards are sold out, but I think they're going to go on sale again. So the name of the game is Dorigo. And you can check it out, and the cards cost $19.99, but they're also some kind of flashcard size deck that's a little more expensive, $39.99, in order to play the game. But then
how do you win $20,000 then?
But when you get to the end, Leon, when you've solved it, there are four different levels. You got to race around. You got to go to all these locations in Maine. Okay. And
so it's the person that completes it first gets the $20,000?
I would say so, Leon. Yeah. Okay.
See, Leon's competitive instincts have already kicked in. What do I need to do to win? How do I get the $20,000?
You really don't have time to finish this podcast. Okay. So it appears, so I would check the website as their first run of cards has already sold out.
Okay.
So be a lot of people. They don't want to sell too many cards because they don't want to create a hazardous situation, as you can imagine.
Sure.
As you and your family are elbowing out other people to get to the clue. You can see.
And we would. Yeah. No, there's... Well, I just like to point out, even though I'm not a hiker, I did go to summer camp in Maine where I achieved both my Socko Susie and my junior Maine guide status. So I believe.
Oh,
both.
Wow.
So I'm good on the waterways. That's
good on the water. I can see the wheels are turning. Okay.
Well, this does sound fun. It sounds more fun than the zoo. But
yes, I think you got to get in it to win it. That's okay. For sure.
Yeah.
And I think you're good with history, Leon. So you know, you might have a few gaps there, but I think you could catch up. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't say Maine history is a subspecialty, but I'm sure I can figure it out. I know how to Google. So, okay. Julie, that sounds fun.
Sound fun.
Good for that couple. That's
and as long as you're thinking about skincare, Lee, and this would be a sunscreen kind of situation, I think, not an exfoliation situation.
It would help me by stopping the exfoliating. You bet.
Okay, sisters. Well, you know, I wanted to let you know my little victory this week since I busted up my leg at the end of December. My leg who I now just refer to as Lefty when I'm trying to encourage some, you know, range of motion. I'm like, come on, Lefty, we can do it. We can do this. Because as I told you, Sage, my occupational therapist helper, told me not to refer to it as like my broken leg or my bad leg. I was calling it my bad leg. She's like, that's not going to help you. You need to. So anyway, so Lefty and I have been working on a few things, making some progress. That's all good. Had a terrifying experience on the steps again this weekend though. Because here's the thing about steps. You realize like if you can't bend your knee, stairs are not good. Not good.
Oh.
Even if you can use both of your legs, if one of them doesn't bend, that's not good. So anyway, so Lefty and I, we learned a lot this weekend. But the little victory was on Saturday night, I had my first outing for a non-medical purpose in all of 2021. My friend Mary came over. She picked me up, loaded me into her car, and we went down to the beach for dinner. On this nice, outdoor place where it was very safe for me. And we just sat outside, had dinner, watched the sunset. Oh my God, it was heaven.
Was that great, Liz? That must have been.
First time in 2021 that I've literally been anywhere.
I know the rest of us claim we're in lockdown, but you really have been.
Yeah.
You're not fooling around. Yeah.
So anyway, this is what friends are for. You know, thank you, Mary, for coming and getting me. All of my neighbors and friends, and of course you guys, just been so helpful in getting me through this. But first night out, I'm calling it a little victory, but that's a huge victory. So there you go. That's the big win for April of 21.
Oh, Liz, fantastic. That's good to hear.
And I'm sure you enjoyed every moment, every morsel that you ate. I mean, I'm sure the whole
yes.
thing was
yeah. There was loads of room between the people. It was a beautiful night, you know, Santa Monica sunset, which, you know, anyway, so it was great. I was very grateful and very happy to be there.
Terrific. All right. Yeah. Well, is that it for you? Is you have more on this or this is it?
No, that's okay. It. No.
I told you my brain was broken yesterday when you were pitching these stories. So yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You told us we could keep this first section short because we have so much to say about the Satellite Sisters celebration in the second section, Leanne. So
all right. So stay tuned. We're going to talk about the celebration. If you missed it, we do have an opportunity for you to purchase a ticket to the recording. So we'll have details on that and a few other things. So stay tuned. But first, we'd like to thank a couple of sponsors of Satellite Sisters.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo. Yes. You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria Seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
Okay, so here we are. We are still, as Julie said at the top, like feeling the glow, the afterglow, the love from the Satellite Sisters celebration on Sunday. It was so much fun for us. So more on that in a sec. The first thing we wanted to announce is there were a lot of you who wrote to us and had not bought tickets in advance. But when you saw all of the excitement and everybody raving about how fun it was, you wanted to know, could you still buy a ticket to see the recorded version? So you know how much we love the folks at Sixth and I. This is a great organization who's been super supportive of us. So we went back to them and we said, hey, is there any way we could continue to sell the Zoom recording so you could see us and hear us and participate? And they said, we would be happy to do that. So what they did is they put up a new link so you can just buy the Zoom recording. The link to that link is on our homepage. If you just go to satellitesisters.com, you'll see where Leanne did a very fine job putting a giant post right there in the middle of the homepage.
Right.
Basically, like, click here to buy the recorded version. Right, Leanne?
Yes. I think that's exactly what it says.
Click. Yes. We want it to be super clear. People said, are they just getting the audio? No. This is the video. This is the whole thing. And there are reasons where you're going to want, why you're going to want the video. So that's available to you now for $12, which is the same price as the ticket was, but that will only be available for a week. So it's available until the 20th of April. So don't dally, go now. If you would like a recorded version, you can just go buy it right now and it will come to you. So that is, again, we're super thankful to Sixth and I for making that possible. For anyone that like missed the boat the first time, there's still time to get in on the Satellite Sisters celebration.
That's right. And then today, actually, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, we're sending out a special pep talk this week. It's going to go out early. A lot of people asked about the written text, Julie, to your very moving and emotional send-off at the end. You did an amazing job of that.
You did, Julie. That was so great.
Yeah. So, and because you're you, it's all written down and all done. So that is going to be in the pep talk. I appreciate that. And we'll also put a link to where you can buy the recorded tickets in that pep talk as well. So that will go out today. And then rest of the other people who had the tickets, they did get the link so we can watch anytime with the password protection. If you have any questions about that, if you can't find it in your inbox or your spam, just DM us and we can check you against the list and we'll get you the link. But we did send out over 1,000 emails. A couple did bounce back. So maybe yours is one of them. We don't know what your email program is. So just DM us and we can get you the link. But we want everybody who wants to see it again or see it for the first time to be able to see it. But if you have not bought tickets, you really only have till 4:20 to buy those tickets. So big thanks to the people at Sixth and I for making all that happen after the event. We really appreciate it.
So in the meantime, you immediately started posting all of these fantastic photos of what you were doing to listen and party at your house. You know, some of you were with your Satellite Sisters. Some of you were pre-partying with your Satellite Sisters on Zoom before the actual party.
That was fun to see. Yes.
I love those. And there were quite a few people drinking the Golden Buzz, Leah.
Yes. So a lot of that has popped up in the Satellite Sisters Facebook group, but if you're not a member, you can become a member. You can go do that, but that's a closed group. So we would love for anyone that has photos to post them on Instagram. So just if you post on Instagram, post them there and use the hashtag SatSistersCelebration because we want to see as many of these photos as we can, especially the really good ones of us on the screen because we think we came out pretty well in this whole thing. And people had some very cute pictures of us making the toast. There were also pictures that someone posted in the Facebook group when we had Nancy, our trivia contest player, when she was on the screen. So there's a good one of the six of us. Then when we introduced some of our previous production helpers, including our very own Sergio Enriquez, people posted photos of what the crew looked like. So anyone who's on Instagram, we would love to see as many of the photos as you've got and just use the hashtag SatSistersCelebration.
Yeah, we'd love that. That'd be great. Those photos were really fun to see.
Yeah.
All right. So we thought we'd go through a little behind the scenes. And then Julie, you have your top five moments from the anniversary show. Yeah. Liz has some recaps. And then I have some comments from the chat, which was fun. They even saved the chat for us. So we were able to read through the chat. But, you know, behind the scenes, we've been working on this. Well, you know, we planned it for a live event in 2020. It didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And then in the fall, we moved it to this virtual event. But these events, even though we're all so used to Zoom now, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes to get the platform right and to get the ticketing right. We did tech checks for everybody. We did tech checks for the crew, tech checks for Nancy, who came on to do this, to do the trivia contest. And then the sisters, we had our own production meetings and a Google Doc going and people were timing things. And then, you know, near the end, we called our colors. Well, who's going to wear what? We don't want
to. Yeah, we didn't all want to end up on the screen with blue tops on, right?
Yeah, there was some color switching the last week.
I know, there was some panicking there. You're right, I know. Sheila went back and forth, but I think she came out as a real winner. Yep.
You know, it was funny. I handed in my manuscript Friday at 4:00, and I realized at that time, I had literally not left my house in 10 days because of I had not left my house in 10 days other than to walk the dog. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to go to Chico's and get a fresh top for the celebration. So that's exactly what I did because we had been talking about Chico's last week on the show. I just thought that would be fun. So that was the, that's what, you know, my last minute switch was a, my big 10 day, first time in 10 day outing. Mm-hmm. And then we had a rehearsal with the people at Sixth and I, and then we had, you know, rehearsal Sunday morning, any last minute changes. We always try to keep an element of surprise. So even though we have a rundown and there's sort of a script, people were withholding things so we could react.
So that it would be fresh and natural.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And all that is to say, and people said, you should do this every week. That's why that's not going to happen.
I don't think that's possible.
but it was just fun. We needed all that. So I think by the time we were ready to go Sunday night, everyone was so excited. I mean, I was ready. We were ready.
We were ready. And it was. And even though we had sort of planned it out, much of it was spontaneous, which is the fun part for us. And we hope the fun part for you. So that was great. But it's weird, you know, talking into Zoom, I guess it's a little bit like doing the podcast. When we do the podcast, we're trying to be entertaining and fun, but we don't know if you're laughing. That's what Zoom is like too. And everyone knows that now, because you've been Zooming for a year, like you, because you're not getting the reaction. So it was super fun for me just to be able to look at the four of you so we could at least get reactions from each other.
Because we never look at each other when we're doing the podcast. I mean, no, I know we don't. We've said that, but we, you know, we could have our cameras on right now, but we don't.
You know, though, it's just a different energy, though, putting it out in Zoom. It's the same amount of performance energy, I think, as a live event, having done now, you know, about 75 virtual events over the last year for the Sweeney Sisters. But it's different. Like, you're just, you know, emoting into the void and you're hoping that people are enjoying it, but you don't really know. So I think that, you know, no audience feedback means it's like you're doubling up on your energy. That's what I found. I mean, I was wiped out Sunday night after the event. I was totally wiped out. But
well,
then again,
it was so exciting. For me, one of the highlights certainly was right up top. Was to see the live chat. Now, we couldn't really, you know, I didn't want to focus on the live chat while we were doing the show because that would be too distracting. But right at the beginning, when people were signing on, it was so exciting to see everybody logging on from so many different places, so many exclamation points on the live chat, right?
Yes.
I mean, we had over 1,100 people that were there. You know, that was, wasn't that thrilling?
It was so exciting. It was even just, I was watching the counter, the participant counter, and it's like, okay, 50, and then it's 300.
Oh, yeah.
800. Yeah. And you can't, we really couldn't believe it. We literally had no idea this many people would turn up. So thank you for that.
Thank you. We just loved seeing where you were listening from, you know, so many states, different countries. That was thrilling. The next thing that really struck me, I love the Satellite Sister quiz, and hats off to our contestant, Nancy, who did such a fantastic job. And she just seemed to just really enjoy being in the quiz and was, you know, so relaxed and talking to you about lipstick. But I loved that the Satellite Sister and Mr. Hood did what it always does. It supported a Satellite Sister. Like when Nancy wasn't sure which way, whether the answer was cats or not, you know, I mean, she was getting the love and the support from the Satellite Sisterhood, because I could see that live chat going crazy. Cats, or blueberry muffins, just say blueberry muffins. You know, they just, as always, the Satellite Sister, Mr. Hood, was lifting Nancy up and supporting her when she needed it most, right?
Yeah. She did a great job, but everyone, you just helped her so much. That's what, it was really fun. So it really felt like the whole group was participating in the trivia contest.
Yeah. We did not anticipate that.
That was fantastic. Yeah. And when you look back at the group, because they sent us the text from the group chat, really, when you see like 20 in a row that says, Leon's husband, Leon's husband.
That was good.
Very fun.
That was good. I like that. I would say another thing we didn't anticipate. I mean, you know, we know our sisters, Sheila and Monica. We were happy that, you know, they were back. The lab rats were back. But I have to tell you, I'm going to just use that word gobsmacked. When I saw those paws go up on the screen to have visuals, we've never, you know, we've got, other than being in the studio with them, I really think they did an awesome job with their visuals and the paws. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like we have never, you know, being a radio show / podcast, we've never really developed sight gags, right? That's not really in our medium, in audio, no need for sight gags. But Sheila, as a teacher and tutor, obviously knows that to keep people entertained, there needs to be some fun stuff going on the screen. So when those two paws came up from both of them on the little tongue depressors or rollers or whatever they were, oh my God, I almost lost it.
Yeah. That was, we didn't know that was coming. They kept that as a surprise. They told us there were going to be some surprises in lab routes, but that was certainly a highlight. I have to say the Sassy Awards, it's hard to express how important the people are that we honored in the Sassy Awards, how important they've been to Satellite Sisters, they have helped us, how they have shaped our show, shaped the sound of it, that they have been so supportive. They've been there with us thick and thin. They've seen us through, helped us through, you know, all the technologies that we have gone through in the last 21 years. So it was just lovely to have everybody join us for the celebration, didn't you think?
Oh, very meaningful. Well, you saw I choked up. I mean, I really just lost it. Yeah, they made work so fun. You know, that's what your colleagues are for. Like, yeah. I mean, yeah. I like working with you guys, but we liked working with other people we weren't related to, too.
Yes.
They were key. Yeah. When the question was, what's kept you together for 21 years? And maybe it's outsiders, I think, is actually the correct answer to that.
That's funny. But and then you know, I know someone asked this, and just it was for me one of the really nice moments was actually after the end of the show, we had arranged, the five sisters had arranged, like, okay, let's do our own little after party Zoom call. So Liz sent out a Zoom link, and we were joined by Corny Cole, and Sarah Sweeney also joined us, and it was
and Heather Moran from Six.
Oh, and Heather. Oh my gosh, yes, and Heather Moran, and we just to really take in the moment, to take in all the love that you gave us, you know, all the support that over 1,100 of you, it showed up. And Leanne, because she has two screens and she likes to always tell us she has two screens, was starting to read some of the Facebook posts, and you know, and just to hear and, you know, or see your comments, see your pictures. It just was such a wonderful feeling, right?
Yeah. It was great. Yeah, it was great. I mean, right. We needed a little decompression chamber, but also just to relive it because it was really fun. It was really fun. Very special.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, speaking of like sight gags and the difference of being able to see us versus hear us, I did enjoy this Room Raider aspect of what happened also. And people commenting on each of our settings were very different and I think very unique to the sister, which was great. I did want to explain mine a little bit because there were people, as you know, if you heard the episode where I said I was going to recreate the Cooking with Liz set, you know, that's what I did. But apparently there were people watching the show who were not familiar with Cooking with Liz. And so there was some questioning, like, what are those pink sticky notes in the background?
Oh, okay.
What is happening here? So I had saved all of my pink sticky notes for all of the Cooking with Liz episodes for the, you know, ultimately, obviously, there's going to be a Cooking with Liz cookbook, and I wanted to have all of my sticky notes reminders. So I had those available to put some of those on, including one that kept falling down, Julie, so I couldn't get it to stick, was the one that said, no prop knives. But it made me laugh every time I looked at it. But everyone's backgrounds were really good. But also, I was sitting on, in, when I shot Cooking with Liz, I have a tall white chair in my kitchen, and then I would put two fun boxes on top of that and my laptop on top of that. Well, now that I'm sitting on the chair, because obviously I can't stand up, then I had to put my laptop was on top of the microwave. So I'm on the chair. My leg is dangling down, old lefty there. I made the mistake of putting lefty in a sneaker. I had shoes on both feet because I had walked in on my crutches, and then my leg dangling down, like trapped in that sneaker. My God, about halfway through, I was like, I should take off my shoe, but if I lean out of the frame, it's going to look so weird. So my little behind the screens moment is the first thing I did when we all turned our camera off is like rip that shoe off my left foot so that I could just return the blood flow to lefty. So that was a tactical error on my part that I won't repeat. So anyway, whatever. And then the other thing I learned is that I never knew I was such a lipstick influencer. I mean, it's not as meaningful, Leanne, as being a skinfluencer. But not only that, Nancy had her Bobbi Brown Cassis stick right there to show us on camera, but many of the people in the chat seem to be, you know,
yes,
lipstick on point in the chat. So there hasn't been much call this year for the wearing of the lipstick because of, you know, the wearing of the masks. So now putting on lipstick is kind of a big deal because it means you're not wearing a mask for whatever this event is. So anyway, I enjoyed that. I feel good knowing that people were really making an effort with their lipstick. That makes a party. I think that makes a party. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of comments from the actual chat about the lipstick and the rooms. You're right. You had three, all the sisters have a 10 out of 10 Room Raider background was a chat. All the backgrounds are winners. Well done. Let's see. Carol wanted to shout out, you Dolan chicks have wonderful hair. I think we were across the board having good hair nights, I have to say. That's important. Let's see. What else? Oh, this made me laugh. Beckett of the History Chicks. I showed a critical photo from People magazine and where I'm standing up in a boat. And Beckett actually wrote, my mother actually cut that boat picture out and mailed it to me. This is something you would like, she said.
That is
Isn't that unbelievable?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Julie, you were going through a list of all the things you've been right about. And Leslie wanted you to know you've also been right about TSA lines at the airport.
Okay.
And your quote on how to deal with adult children. I am sure you will make the best decision.
Right. I know.
June loves that quote. She said she uses it both with her 80-year-old mother and her adult children. So there you go. Kathy, a lot of high praise for Heather Moran, who did the Q&A. Heather fits right in with the Satellite Sisters. Nicely played. So there you go, Heather, getting some good reviews. And people did really love it, the Sassy Awards, when we had some of the crew on. So great to see all the faces of people we know from the radio and the podcast. And then when we acknowledged that Corny Cole, our executive producer, had actually gone to our family reunion, Marcia wrote, it seems above and beyond to go to a family reunion that's not your family. That's 100% true, Marcia. And Corny did it. That's the kind of executive producer she was. So just all around tons of fun. So if you're, this sounds like fun and you haven't had a chance, you can go to Satellite Sisters and still get the link to see it. I did want to acknowledge my son, Colin. He created that Golden Buzz cocktail, getting a lot of love in the Facebook group. People seem to love it. And so big thanks to him.
Leanne, the Friday night pre-party, people really got into that.
That was fun. And I made that Sassy Sangria. It was delicious.
The Sassy Sangria, also delicious. So if you miss those recipes, they're in Pep Talk. Maybe I'll just put them in this week's Pep Talk again. If you're a new subscriber, just go for it. And we do want to thank Away Luggage because really, at the 11th hour, Away came in with a fantastic sponsorship of the trivia contest. It was a real pleasure to be able to give Nancy, our trivia winner, a $500 gift certificate to Away for their fantastic suitcases, bags, and travel accessories. She was blown away and shocked.
She was thrilled.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know how much all of us love ROA suitcases, and just the idea of like getting back out there, it's so exciting to think about and
right.
dream about. So yeah, thank you, Awe. That was incredibly exciting and generous and really lifted our spirits up.
Right. No, I mean, we were going to give a Satellite Sisters coffee mug, which ironically, Nancy already had. She showed it to us. So that would have been a real bummer. So thank you, Awe. You really came through and we appreciate it. We appreciate all our sponsors, but that was a lot of fun to have that. And thanks to the team at Wondery that made that happen. So big thanks. So anything else? Anything else?
Should we mention the pashminas one more time, Leanne? Because we got the pashmina orders. As we said before, we are not filling those until the event is over. So that's now. So now we are starting to source and embroider and fill those orders. And so everyone who ordered a pashmina, Leanne, I think you put the goal out there as Mother's Day.
That's our goal. Yeah. I think that's
our goal. Our goal is that you'll have it by Mother's Day. So stay tuned for that.
Right. Thank you for your patience. But as we've explained, it is just Liz and I actually doing this legwork.
And legwork.
I'm out of it. I'm not touching this. Yeah.
No, you're not.
In my case, legwork is, you know, we've only got the one leg. So we're doing the best we can here.
But we're committed to it. We're committed
to it. Oh, totally. And they're great. Don't worry. Nice. They're great.
That's the thing. Like we could, but anyway, they're going to be nice. So thank you. Thank you. We're going to get them out and they're going to be great.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Coming up, we have Entertaining Sisters coming up. But first, we want to thank a couple of sponsors.
Liz, summer is coming up. And you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Okay, now time for this week's Entertaining Sisters. I had a couple of things I wanted to recommend, starting with a book that our niece Catherine sent me during the current unpleasantness. She knew I would be spending a lot of time just laying on my Brooklinen comforter. And so Catherine, who's always been a Tana French fan and turned me on to Tana French originally, sent me that new book, but also another one, which I'm just starting, which is right up my alley. It's called Why We Swim by Bonnie Sue. And Sue is spelled T-S-U-I. And it's just a kind of thoughtful meditation and stories on the beauty of swimming, sisters.
Mm.
It's sort of like some Olympic swimmers and some unusual swim stories, but also just her own experience about what it's like to be in the water. It's described by many as lyrical, and I'm finding it super lyrical. And if you're a water person, like many of us are, I just know you would love this book. One of the blurbs on the back is our longtime Satellite Sister, Susan Casey, who writes a lot of books about being in the water and what that's like. Anyway, Catherine, thank you so much. I am loving why we swim.
Okay. For the Sea Turtle Nation, that is right.
Sea Turtle Nation. Exactly. Exactly. And the one thing I can do now, you guys know, is I'm in the pool PT. So it's not exactly swimming. It's kind of walking back and forth in the water, but it's swimming adjacent. So I can't wait. I can't wait to swim again. So I have a link to that in the show notes. And then the other thing I want to recommend, which had popped up already in the Satellite Sisters Facebook group, is the new multi-part documentary on Netflix called This is a Robbery. And mm-hmm. this is another version of the story of the Isabella Stewart Gardner art heist. This is the biggest art heist in history. And you may recall, there was a great podcast about it a few years ago that we recommended.
We listened to it. It's excellent. And it's still unsolved, right, Liz?
Still unsolved. So I have watched the first two episodes of this. It's the number one show on Netflix right now. I mean, who would have thought? Who would have thought that an unsolved mystery about art? Well, actually, now that I said that out loud, sure. Why wouldn't you watch that?
Yeah, what would be a better subject for a documentary?
Yeah, right. I mean, unsolved, but it's it's great art, great Boston accents. Mm-hmm. My God, just so many great Boston accents because it's the art museum, the Gardner Art Museum. You just hear that over it, and I just can't help but laugh every time. And also, there is a Whitey Bulger subplot in this story.
Yes.
So there you go. Because still part of the unsolved is, was it the Italian mob that did it? Mm-hmm. Was it the Irish mob that did it? You know, and Whitey was sort of both, you know, and besides being an FBI informant. Anyway, so it's called This is a Robbery and it's on Netflix and I highly, highly recommend it. If you like art, if you like heists, if you like Boston accents, go for it.
Okay, that's a great recommendation, Liz. Sisters, I have a podcast recommendation, and it's right here on our own Wondery Network. So how perfect is that? This is a new series. It's called British Scandal. And the reason why I edit, but it doesn't start until April 27th. That's when it drops, right? But season one, get this, centers on the poisoning of Alexander Litvinenko. And you remember him. He was the former KGB agent that was living in London and gets poisoned by drinking some tea with the polonium 210 in it, okay? And of course, we have discussed this in depth here on Satellite Sisters.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
So that's season one. I'm looking forward to that. My big question to people here at Wondery is why did someone not contact me about season one? Because I don't understand that. I was in that Millennium Hotel. I know all, you know, where he was before and after he got sick. I just don't understand it. I know spies, but whatever. They decided to do this podcast series without me. So
that is shocking.
Yeah, but there's three seasons of it. The first one is about Alexander Litvinenko. The second one is about the mystery surrounding the death of David Kelly, who is the British scientist and weapons expert. That's a little still unsolved mystery. And the third season is about Cambridge Analytica. Yes. So I think it's going to be a fascinating series, British Scandal on Wondery, and it drops on April 27th.
All right. Well, I'm listening to another Russian spy drama, also from Wondery, about that Maria Butina. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like,
I'm so curious about her. Okay. Yeah.
So this is called Spy Affair. So I guess Wondery has decided true crime out, spy in. So Spy Affair, this is breaking down. Maria Butina was the, you know, the Russian graduate student that was here.
She was a Russian agent, right?
Well, we don't know. But we know, Julie, because you tell us that everybody, if you think they're a spy, they're a spy. So this podcast, and she is in jail for spying. And she did have a lot of curious relationships with people within very high up in the government and the NRA and all kinds of curious things about her. So that's it. It's called Spy Affair. And so they're sort of laying out the case for and against, is she a spy or was she just, you know, an innocent grad student swept up in an anti-Russian fever. So it's good. It's four episodes have dropped and I have listened to all four and I'm enjoying it.
Julie, you're not buying the innocent grad student.
No, those don't exist. No. I've started to listen to this too. It's excellent. I recommend it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's it. That's the show for today. Thank you so much for joining us again. Big thanks for all the support this weekend. And thank you to our team. Thanks to Sergio Enriquez for putting together the show. Thanks to Emily Loudermilk for doing our graphic designs. We'd like to thank our sponsors this week as always, and thank the people who support our sponsors. It really does keep our show going. All right. Our to-do list, Liz, what do you got?
Okay. I'm having some tax confusion here at my home, Liam, because I read that the tax deadline had been extended to May 17. So I just stopped even thinking about my taxes. Actually, I'm looking at the piles of paper on my desk right now, all the things I have not scanned and sent to my accountant. But then I saw this other story that, well, you know, you still have to do your first quarter estimated tax payments. I'm very confused, Liam. So by the end of the day today, I don't think I have to do anything, but I might have to do something. So I'm just going to try to figure that out.
And you know what? We're just sisters. We're not tax experts.
No. Right.
We're not giving you any advice. No.
Well, you did tell me I was wrong.
I did tell you you were wrong, but I'm now disavowing any knowledge of that recommendation.
Unsolicited tax advice from Julie. Okay, now disavowed. Okay, great. Anyway, that's my to-do.
All right. Well, my to-do is I'm really going to genuinely try to take a few days off. So my goal is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Just take some time off. So, nice. So that's that. I feel like I've earned it, and that's what I'm going to try to do.
That sounds good, Lian. Okay.
Yeah, on my to-do, some moisturizing,
some zoo, the zoo, the moisturizing, and check out that treasure hunt. Those are my top three things.
Okay. Good. Well, my to-do is we have some birthday celebrations this week. My son, Nick, and my granddaughter, Evelyn, are both having birthdays on the same day. So how exciting is that? And there will be some celebrations that I'm looking forward to.
No, that's great. Oh, good.
That's great.
Get balloons. Balloons are festive.
Everybody. Okay, Lian, good party tip.
Yeah.
Everybody loves balloons. Yes.
It's true. I almost go wrong. Balloons in my background for the Zoom event, and then my husband took my car, so I didn't have anywhere to get the balloons. Anywho,
okay. Well, next time we should all have like a balloon arch in our background or something.
Okay.
Get a balloon arch. That is over the top.
Okay. Joel. All right.
Get a balloon arch.
There's still time. I can make it happen, Lian.
All right, sisters. Have a great week.
You too,
Lian.
And don't forget, call your satellite sister.